Hello, friends. Welcome to Unleash Muslim Podcast. I'm your host, Alia, the Love Coach. Together, we will explore metaphysical and energetical aspects of spirituality and also tie in the psychological and physical aspects. I invite you to join me with curiosity. I would be sharing a lot of why we do what we do. Let's expand together and embrace our uniqueness and our unity. Welcome everybody to episode 9. And in today's episode, we will explore the concept, why bad things happen to good people. Understanding our own experiences liberates us from suffering. Always remember that pain is inevitable, but suffering is a choice. Let's expand our understanding and expand our existence. Now, this is a topic that I am so excited to share with you all, because this is truly, if you're human or mankind, we get stuck. We get stuck. Why this is happening to me? Why? Our whole victim wound come from this place. And right now, you will meet way more people who are living in their victim mode than their empowered mode. So today, I just want to take you on a ride to help you understand what's actually going on with us, within us, with the human, with humanity in general, what's going on. So first, let's get to this. Just this sentence, why bad things happen to good people. We are already implying that there is a good and bad. We are already judging. Now, don't get ahead of yourself here. Stay with me, because your mind is going to start arguing. Of course, there's right and wrong. There's good and bad. But let's just look at it. There's judgment, right? We are judging that something is good, something is bad, this person is good, this person is bad. So right there and then, when we are judging it, we are stuck in the 3D. What is 3D? Third dimension. That is where we exist right now, third dimension. But as human, as the soul that we are, we exist in 10 dimensions all at the same time. But your body exists only in the third dimension. If you want to go through an experience of being a human, you have to come to third dimension and exist as a body. But at the same time, your soul exists in all dimensions. We are an infinite being, infinite divine being. So the good and bad that we are talking about, labels, exist in this dimension. But if you look at the grand scheme of things, everything just is. When I judge it, it becomes good or bad. If I stop judging it, everything just is. God created both good and bad. He didn't judge it. Everything just is. We judge it. So we start to say something bad is happening to me or something good is happening to me. I know this concept is pretty deep and it does take a bit of a development to really go deep and understand it and embody it. And when you're first time hearing it, it messes up with your mind, because we are so gung-ho about what is right, what is wrong, what is good, what is bad. That is how we make sense of this third dimensional experience that we are in. But I want to challenge you. I'm sure whoever is listening, you have been through experiences where you thought you were a good person, so everything good should happen to you. Why bad things are happening to you? And that question has brought you to this conversation we are having right now. I'm still recovering from a sore throat, so bear with me if I cough here and there. So as we are just becoming aware of this judgment that we carry, and we understand that it exists only here, it exists in people's mind, because that's how we make sense of things, then why am I going through a challenge? That is a real question. if it's not about me being a bad person, somebody else being a bad person, why am I going through a challenge? That is the real question. So I'm going to back up a little bit here, and I am going to go to the beginning. And the beginning is you are a soul. You are a soul before you are a body. Your soul was created before the body was created. Body was created in your mother's womb, but the soul already existed. And the soul decided to come in this body. And it came here to do something very specific, very, very specific. I know we come in this world and then we get sucked into all kind of distractions, all kind of standards that society has set up for ourselves. We get distracted in that, but soul came here to do something very specific. Now, soul is pure light. It's divine light. And that divine light that the soul is can create, just like its creator. It can manifest anything it wants. The soul knows that it's one with its creator. It's always connected with its creator. The soul knows it's unlimited, but the body doesn't have this consciousness. So what happens when the soul descends into the body? The light that the soul is, it gets concealed. Think of it like, you know, now you're going into the water, but you have a very beautiful watch with you. It's not waterproof. So you're going to put it into many layers of packing, plastic on top of plastic, and then some duct tape, and then this, and then this. Now that very expensive watch is with you while you're in the water, but it's concealed. So the soul light gets concealed as soon as we come into the body. But that light is within you. Now what happens, because the soul came here to do something very specific, so the soul chooses very specific parents who it needs for it to fulfill its destiny. Now it chooses very specific childhood. It chooses very specific kind of traumas that it's going to go through. And in religion, we understand it's your destiny. God gave it to you. God gave it to you. So be grateful. But I want to introduce another element. God gave us free will. So soul knows before it comes into the body what it has signed up for. But the body doesn't know it. Body has a different consciousness than the soul consciousness. Body has been created in third dimension. And it exists only in third dimension. Nobody has been able to take their body to the next world. We bury the body when the soul leaves. So we are choosing very specific traumas that we go through as a soul, not as a conscious mind, not as an unconscious mind even at this moment. This is all soul choosing it. Now, what happens, what is so unique about our body's mechanism? We have our reprogrammable chip, lack of better word, that can be programmed and reprogrammed and reprogrammed, and that is part of our unconscious mind. Part of our unconscious mind is connected with the soul, but part of our unconscious mind can be reprogrammed. So whatever childhood experience I went through, whatever childhood trauma that I went through, they became part of my unconscious mind. Now that is the cassette. That is the movie. That is the chip that is within me. And now my adulthood experience is just going to project that light out on a screen. So let's say I didn't receive too much love as a child. Because I chose to come into a household where everybody was really busy. And survival was more important than being cuddly and hugging and kissing and saying I love you to each other. So now I am an adult and I'm having a hard time finding love. Or I keep finding people who would lie to me, who will cheat, who will do this, who will do that. So I am reliving that childhood trauma. I'm not loved. Now that starts creating pain. That's when everybody starts rubbing it in your face. That is when it starts to become painful and you start to question why this is happening to me. I'm such a good person. I never did anything bad to anybody. Why this is happening to me? Why I keep meeting these horrible people? Lots of judgment there towards yourself and towards other people. And then somebody tells you, hey, whatever we go through, it's serving us. And it makes you even more upset. Like, what the hell that is supposed to mean? I'm in so much pain here. And you're just saying, this is good for me. How that is good for me? It cannot be good for me. I am hurting here. Have you ever talked like that or hurt somebody like that? Well, I have been that person myself, so I can tell you from firsthand experience how pissed I was when I was going through my challenge. Like the real, like, you know, the meat part of my challenge. I think at this moment we are on the tail end and now it's a continuous growth process. So there is a lot of judgment, but what we don't understand, there is another force playing right by our side, beneath the level we can see, or higher than the level that we can see, that is assisting us. This is all good. You have to go through this challenge to reveal that light. Imagine you are deep in water, or no, let's not put you in water. That can be very traumatic imagination for some people. Let's say you were going through a pool, so you concealed your watch, right? Now it's in your pocket. And you came out of the pool and now you're somewhere, you're running late and you're like, I don't know what time it is. I don't know what time it is. I don't even have a clock. I don't even have a watch. How do I know what time it is? How fast do I need to go? You're thinking all those things. Meanwhile, there's a watch within you. Now, if the situations become so troubling that you have to know what time it is right now, let's say a very important interview, a very important deal is dependent on that. It became so painful. It became so necessary to know that at one point you might remember, oh my God, I did have a watch with me. And then you start checking all your pockets, your jacket, your purse, and then you find this blob. And then you start taking off the layers. It will take you some time to take off the layers. But eventually you'll find that watch that is with you. You'll be able to tell the time, right? The whole process is the process of trials and troubles and tribulation that we go in this experience. They help you to reveal your light. But unfortunately, what happened, most of the people, they get stuck in that misery mode. And they will be 80 years old, extremely bitter, never being able to love anybody, complain to every single person, look how bad my life has been. Look how bad people have treated me. And they will leave this lifetime without connecting with that light, without ever discovering that light. And they have to do that work. The work doesn't go away. They have to do that work. And if you believe in multiple lifetime, in the next lifetime around, or wherever you believe they are going, they continue doing that work in the next world. So if we become aware we can actually do that work here, and we can live such an amazing, such a beautiful life experience. But I'm going to take you through how we actually do that. You might be in the midst of a challenge right now, and you might be thinking, okay, what do I do now? Okay, I do have this information, but you know, it's so painful. It's so painful right now. And the interesting part is, if you will forget for a moment, other people will remind you. They will remind you, there must be something wrong with you. That's why you're going through this problem. One of the thing I have heard in almost all religious communities, you must have done something wrong that God is punishing you. God doesn't test good people. He only tests bad people. You might have heard in spiritual communities sometime it happens, well, you have a lot of bad karma. That's why you're going through this. So through this, you can hash out your karma. Some people, unfortunately, with this kind of dangerous consciousness will stay stuck in a very unhealthy situation, telling themselves, I need to go through this, only then my karma would be cleared out. Those are all very dangerous interpretation of the very loving creator that we have. You're not going through any problem because God hates you or you have done something wrong. Whatever you're going through, your soul is kind of taking out the kinks, that energetical kinks that has been created within it. Think of a thread. Let's say you're holding a thread on both sides. Now start twisting the thread on one end. You have those twists in the thread now. If you let go, what the thread wants to do, it will go back, and it will become straight. The thread wants to go to its original nature. That is what the soul is trying to do. It's trying to go to its original nature. But to undo the twist that has been created, so we can reveal that light, we have to go through a challenge. So start here. Whenever a challenge come in your life, get excited. It's a good news, my friends. It's a good news that you have a chance to access your unlimited light. Access the unlimited light of your soul. You have a chance now. It's up to you to take that chance or not. And it can be as big as you're going through divorce. You just lost a loved one. You lost everything that you had. Or it could be as small as you got a flat tire. You cannot find your favorite dress. It just got lost somewhere in the house. You cannot find your keys. You lost your wallet. Something of a smaller nature like that, or it could be very big. But whenever you're going through the day and it seems like you hit a wall, it's a chance to access that unlimited light. Because my friends, there's so many layers that you would keep peeling to reveal that light, that you'll be doing it for the rest of your existence. That is the whole reason why human exists. Our soul is working its way back to its creator and become like the creator and find that oneness with its creator. That is what the soul's journey is. Now, being in a human experience, let's say we celebrated, okay, this is good news. I know, like, you know, there's a chance to reveal the light that is within me and connect with my soul. Okay, how do I actually do that? So number one is you have to change who you have been. Remember when you went through that programming in your childhood and you became this person, whoever that person is now, your personality, that is basically your ego. It's your ego consciousness. When we use any kind of label, I am extrovert, I'm introvert, I am this personality type, I'm that personality type, You might love this answer, you might hate this answer, but you are changeable. Everything within you can be changed if you're willing to do the work. Your soul wants to come out and live through the body. But the body says, I'm a scared kid and now I'm an anxious adult. I don't want to change that. But the soul is pulling you because now the decision that you have to take through this challenge, you'll have to walk through the fear. To realize that you're not going to die just because you left an unpleasant situation in your life, or you left a job that wasn't serving you. So you will start going against your usual way of being. Now, this is this, my friend, is very unique to each individual. There's no cookie cutter answer. For someone, speaking up is going against their nature. For someone, staying quiet is going against their nature. For someone, getting angry is going against their nature. So they have to practice how to actually get angry. For someone, not getting angry is going against our nature. So this is one part, one piece, such a profound piece that I have learned on my self-development journey, that not everything that we heard growing up, oh, these are the good characteristics and these are bad characteristics. That list does not exist as a cookie cutter for everybody. Sometimes you have to go against your nature and actually confront somebody, which is so hard to do. And everything in your mind is saying, that is wrong. Don't do that. Stay quiet. Be the bigger person. And for so long, you've been following that list. But if you want to connect with your soul, unlimited light, you have to go against your nature. I can tell you, for me, what is so easy, work, 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 work. I am internal air and external air. It is very easy for me to have a 16 to 18 hour day while staying very energetic. So what somebody like me have to learn is not work, to rest. And believe me, I'm trying to teach that to myself. It's not easy. Just taking 2 days off. I have gone through building this business that I have been building for past 3 years. Just this August, I started taking one day off. Let's just leave it at that. I've been working 7 days a week. I don't turn off. And when I started learning what I'm learning right now, that is when my mentor said, you have to learn how to completely turn off. That is when you're going to connect with or reveal your soul's light, more of it. Now, for someone who has a very hard time doing work, very hard time doing it, for them, it would be learning to actually have a schedule, do 5 days or 6 days or 7 days or whatever is required. While I am literally here struggling with trying to create that discipline, like, this is the first week I've told myself I'm taking Friday off, I'm taking Saturday off, I'm not touching anything related to work. So what goes on in my mind? Well, I can finish reading that book and that book and that book. So now I'm going to work on it, that by the time weekend come, maybe I settle with coloring or some other stuff and not really bringing in heavy duty work. And I know the day I actually learn to relax and rest and pause to such a extended level, I am going to connect with more of my soul's light. So the first lesson is, when you are hit by any challenge, It's a time to reveal your light, but you have to go against your nature. You have to learn how can you do the opposite. And I'm not talking about 100% opposite. I'm sure there's like 5, 10% within you that is good, that is helping you. But then the rest of the 95% might needs to be changed. So that is one thing. And the second thing is connecting with certainty. The whole challenge is happening so you can reveal that watch that was with you that you had to cover up because you were coming into a different level of existence. You could not be pure light here. You are body, muscle, bone, physical stuff that someone can knock on, that someone can hit, and it would actually hurt, right? We are changing the form. So then the light got concealed. Now to reveal it, the first we talked about is getting excited, changing your nature. And the next part is creating certainty that light exists. Now for you, it would be a certainty that God is always here helping me. A lot of people, when they go through trial or tribulation in their life, they turn to God, they will pray, whether it's like a religious form of prayer or whether just a conversation with God, God, please help me. But that certainty that there is light, and that light is helping you. Or it could be, depending on your level of development, light exists within me. I know it exists. I know I'll be able to relieve it. I am so sure of that. I will figure it out. Whatever it takes, I am going to get to that light. That is a little bit higher level of consciousness. So depending on wherever you are, that certainty in the light. Now, the next aspect, which is challenging for me, I will tell you, it's challenging for me till this day, and that is feeling the pain while being certain of the solution already being here. Now, this is like, you know, holding paradox. It's a paradoxical concept. You're holding two dualities at the same time. Now, for me, feeling the pain is a challenge, but I can very easily connect with, okay, if this problem is coming, the solution is already here. So I start focusing, that is my nature that I'm working on every single day changing. For me, it's so much easier to just stay in that place. I know the solution exists. I know the light exists. I know it's coming. I know it's here. I know it's within me. Very easy. But feeling the pain, that is so important because we are a physical being right now. We are in a physical form. And what does body has? Body has its own consciousness. Body has ego consciousness. Ego hurts. We judge. We get angry. We try to control. We need validation. We have physical lust. Those are all the characteristics of the ego. And that hurts. When I can sit down and I can feel my pain while knowing that the solution is already here because the solution is within me. But when I can feel my pain, now I am using the body and the soul on the same alignment. Like they align. Now the ego is not trying to fight the soul. Soul never tries to find anybody. Now I'm not running away. Have you ever seen people, or you have been that person who have been running away from their own pain? They're never home. They're always going out. They are always traveling. They are numbing themselves with all kinds of stuff. They just refuse to feel the pain. And that is something hard to learn. To just sit down and be with it. Let it move through your whole body. Because when we are running away from pain, we are not processing it. It puts an other layer of duct tape on your own light. You can't really access your soul's unlimited light if you don't even pause to feel? What are you going through? That's why it's very important in this physical experience to feel what you are going through. I have made it kind of like a ritual at this point. If I do go through something challenging throughout the day, I'll sit down at night and I would write, how did it feel? How am I feeling right now? Where does it hurt within me? And just letting myself feel and not trying to sugarcoat it, positive coat it, not trying to run away from it. So try that. Whatever challenge you're going through, just sit, let yourself sit with the pain, but not from a victim place. That is where sometimes we go off track. We sit with our pain, we complain about our pain, we judge our pain, but we do all that from a place of victimhood. That this is happening to me. But we want to feel the pain from this level of consciousness. I know it hurts. It hurts so bad. And I'm allowing myself to feel this pain. And I'm also aware that solution is here within me. Solution is already here. And in its due time, it will come out. Patience. Right? Patience is not one of the traits of the ego. Ego wants to control. Ego wants it right now. Ego would tell you, why are you still hurting? Why are you not over this pain? So we want to be in a place where we can very compassionately feel our own pain, whatever we are going through. And the next, the next step is this, I would just, you know, put it out there already. If you can understand this concept, my friends, your life is going to be piece of cake. It's going to become so easy. And it's called being in love with the process. This is going to take you to the highest level of consciousness that you can be in while you're going through the challenge. So I'm going to spend a little bit of time here. What does being in love with the process means? So let's say a challenge come. I understand it's good news for me. I understand that I have a chance to reveal the infinite light within me, infinite light of my soul. I am ready to go against my nature. I'm ready to work with a coach, with a therapist to learn who else I could be. I'm ready for that. I'm open for that. I am certain that the light exists within me. I'm feeling my pain. But then there's this tiny, 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 tiny part of me that says, when it's going to be over? How long do we have to keep doing this? Now that part, if we can transform that little voice into, I love this. I wouldn't want it to be any different. If you've been having one breakup after the other for past 10 years and you have not found your soulmate yet, the love of your life, and instead of being frustrated, you say, I love this process. I love it. I wouldn't want anything else to be here. This is exactly what I want. And we are coming from the place of consciousness of our soul. My soul chose this. I'm surrendering to my soul. If it's easier for you to understand it in a different terminology, God chose this for me. I am lovingly accept this. I am lovingly accept this because my creator gave this to me. That is the consciousness I'm talking about. And I know when we are going through this, it's hard to get to this level of expansion, but try. And I'm doing it with all of you guys. I'm not anywhere accomplished this part. Because, you know, when you go through one challenge, it might be easy to have this level of consciousness. But then you go through another challenge and you're like, oh my God, what just happened? I can't I can't really love this. Like, how can I love this? I want to change it. I want it to go away. But that I want it to go away, that resistance, that keeps you away from accessing your soul's light. It creates another layer, puts another duct tape layer on that watch that you're so desperately trying to get to. So this is a level of surrender. This is that sentence we have seen on so many wall art. You're exactly where you're supposed to be. It's that surrender. And I know it's very challenging to get to that level of surrender. So I personally use what works for me is my soul chose it. And I am handing over to my soul. I am showing up as the body, loyal to the soul. And this is a big part of the teaching that I teach my client, becoming loyal to the soul. Soul wants to do this. Soul wants to change career. Soul wants to start something new. Surrender. Soul knows where it's going. Our mind does not know everything, and it will never know everything. Your five senses are the biggest illusion that you have. They would not be your guide. But if you close your eyes and if you start connecting with your non-physical senses, senses of your soul, the ability to see something that doesn't exist yet, the ability to hear the guidance that is non-physical, the ability to just know that you are headed in the right direction, even if you don't see any results, that is what's going to take you somewhere. The real place where you want to go. And that is soul consciousness. That is surrendering to your soul. If it's easier for you to put it this way, I love God. Whatever He's choosing for me right now, no complaint. I am so happy. I'm loving it. He's putting me through this process. He knows better than I do. Sometimes we say those exact same words, but in such a superficial way, we have not embodied the consciousness. We are saying it because we heard our mom say it, we heard our dad say it, we heard the religious leader say it, so we just say it because everybody else has said it. But it's not really yours. What I'm talking about when it becomes yours, when it is part of your consciousness. So to wrap it up, my friends, there's no bad thing happening to good people. We all are good people. The people that we look at and we say they are bad, those are the brave souls that volunteered that in this experience, they would be the ones who will activate you, who will push you to the edge so you have no other option but to reveal your light. So whoever you're hating right now, take a moment and thank you, that soul. Thank that soul. That is where liberation starts. That is where you start to come out of suffering. So no bad people are doing nothing to good people. We all are same. I might consider myself a good person, but to someone, I am sure someone in this world think I am the most horrible person ever. I am 100% sure of that. So then who is really good or bad? That is just an objective opinion in the moment. That is judgment. So when we take out the judgment, this life is so fluid. We can flow with it. Then we don't have to create all kind of walls around us. We can just be one with it. The reason we go through challenges, because our Creator is giving us the beautiful, beautiful opportunity to reveal more of our light and become more like the light, which is His way of existence. So whenever a challenge comes, literally your creator is giving you a chance to become like him. What an honor. What an honor that is. And what a beautiful level of consciousness this is too, to live from that place. So that is all, my friend, that I have for you. And if you find this episode beneficial, I highly recommend you share it. Share it on your social media, if possible. Share it with your friends and family. Share it in the WhatsApp groups where you feel like, you know, maybe your family, your friends, somebody can benefit from it. Because this is the level of consciousness that this world needs right now. Our world needs all of us to reveal more of our light. World peace is not going to come from up above. Somebody is going to descend and say, okay, I'm going to wave the magic wand. Now it's world peace. No, it will come from within me and you. When I get to a place of peace, you get to a place of peace, we create a world that is full of peace. So I thank you so much for being part of sharing this light with more people. And I thank you so much for being here with me and listening to me. And I will see you all next week. Bye. Sending you so much love.